Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And the pitch, breaking ball, hammer deep left field. That one is up, and that one is gone. Number 18 for Nick Castellanos. And it's a three-run home run to break open some breathing room as the Phillies now lead the Astros 4-0.
How about Nick Castellanos? Hey. And how about the Phillies? Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show.
I feel so much better about this team than I did, Monday?
And Friday when we were all, the towel was being thrown. Now we feel really good today. It's a good day. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here on the Midday Show. It is a big day, not just for the Midday Show with all this good stuff to talk about, but of course, Eagles Radiothon going on. We're going to tell you all about how you can donate through our show for different experiences with us and with the Eagles. Later on today, Devontae Smith's going to join the show. Kylie Kelce also will be in studio with us. So big day today. And Hugh, the Phillies had a big night last night. Aaron Nola was great. I think it was his best start of the year.
I think he was listening to the show. I do.
You think he felt like motivated?
I think he heard how we were behind him. Yeah. He was like, "Yeah, I gotta go out here and make it happen."
He might have heard self too.
Happen for the guys. He said he had to make it happen for the guys on the midday.
He made it happen. Incredible performance by Nola last night. He shuts down the Astros, and then the offense. Well, it's been better lately, including last night. Hugh Douglas, Nick Castellanos with a 3-run home run. Let's listen to Topper after the game on why he stuck with Nick Castellanos through all the downs earlier this season, and he's been rewarded now.
You were asked a lot earlier this season, like, why are you going to keep playing him? Why aren't you going to give him a break? Looking back at it now, like, why do you think you decided to keep running him out there every single day despite him struggling?
Because I trust him. I mean, I know he can hit. And it'd be one thing if he didn't work at it and show me that he didn't care. He cares, and he works at it. And I know that there are times when he doesn't look good, but there are times when everybody doesn't look good. So he really works at it, and I'm happy for him that he's had this turnaround.
And Hugh, it has been a turnaround. You look at the numbers, since the middle of June, Nick Castellanos is sitting over .300 with an over .500 slugging percentage. He's played every game this year, which means he's durable. And then, Topper let him play early in the season. Mm-hmm. We all said sit him down for a day. It has been a real significant turnaround for Nick Castellanos, Hugh. And I would say over the past 2 months, he's been their most consistent offensive player.
No question about that. But wait, we got to start the show the right way. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Hugh.
Yes.
Did I forget today?
No. I got to talk.
All right, you talked.
So we got it. So listen, fellas, it's all great to be a grown-up, but every now and then, don't forget that every now and then you got to get your uniform dirty. Just every now and then.
I agree with that.
Yeah. You know, I'm speaking of, you know, John Kruk had a little bit of Twitter beef last night.
Oh.
So, you know.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, he had a little Twitter beef. So I just say, Kruk, I'm with you, dog. I'm not above Twitter beef.
You and John Crocker, kindred spirits.
Yeah, a little bit. That's my spirit animal.
See that.
So yeah, just cruck my spirit at him.
I do see that. Thank you for keeping me in check. We got a lot going on today.
We got a lot, man, and it's an exciting day.
It is. I almost missed the Daily Douglas. We can't miss that. And you know what? If you weren't paying attention to the last couple months, you may have missed the Nick Castellanos turnaround. It's real. I mean,
but you know what it is, Joe? It's been slow. It's been a slow burn. It's been quiet. It's been like, hey, you know what? We've been so focused on Johan Rojas and the 9-hole hitter that, you know, we tend to forget about those other big money guys up at the top of the order. But, yeah, he's quietly been doing his thing. And been playing every day.
Yep, for a while. And it's one thing if it was like two hot weeks, right? No, it's more than that. I thought he hit rock bottom when the Phillies lost in the series in Baltimore, right? The middle of June. It was Father's Day weekend. Yeah. He was terrible in that series. In fact, I came on the air that Monday and said, this guy stinks. He does nothing well on a baseball field. I mean, I was crushing Nick Castellanos that day. I'm sure I wasn't the only one thinking it. I mean, you were probably thinking it too, because we've watched the guy for, you know, now 3 years in a Phillies uniform, and there's been a lot of downs. I said he stunk. Since then, he's hitting over 300, over a 500 slugging percentage. He has hit 9 home runs, driven in 41 runs since then. He's been their most consistent offensive player. Let's listen to him last night after the game. And then I have to say something that I think is overdue, and I want to start it. Okay, I want to start it. Because it's overdue here, okay?
Is this the Justin Timberlake, too late to apologize?
It's never too late, Hugh.
It's too late.
Hugh, I need to do something. I need to get something off my chest, and I want everyone to join me today. Hugh, I was hard on Nick Castellanos. We were all hard on Nick Castellanos because he deserved it for a lot of it. But the reality is now, when the information changes, you got to change your opinion. And I said this guy stunk. And that was probably harsh. And today, I want to be the first one to do it on WIP. I want to apologize to Nick Castellanos.
Too late!
No, it's not too late, Hugh. It's not too late.
Apologize!
I'm sorry, Nick. I said you stunk, and since then, you have been the most consistent offensive player on a team that is currently tied for the best record in all of baseball. I'm sorry, Nick.
It's too late.
You don't stink. You just weren't at your best at that time.
Too late to apologize. Can I get some words to the song? I don't know the words.
No. You're doing a great job on your own.
You're making this a big joke, but I'm trying to pull my heart out here.
It's a heartfelt moment,
Hugh. I don't know who I'm sitting with right now. He apologizing?
I'm apologizing.
Okay, well, since you're in an apologizing mood, apologize for saying that the Phillies were the best team in Major League Baseball a couple months ago. Apologize for that, too.
No,
apologize
no.
for apologize for Trey Turner, trying to send him, get rid of him.
Hold on.
Apologize for that Carson Wentz take you had when I wasn't here.
I was right.
What are you doing, Carson Wentz take? What are you doing?
Apologizing about Trey Turner. I would have traded him for Juan Soto 10 times.
Why are you changing, man? Seriously.
Because Nick Castellanos has changed.
Okay.
He could change. I could change.
Wait a minute. First of all, can I put this in perspective for you? Now, Topper is right to believe
in. Also, they have the best record in baseball still.
Yeah, they do. Okay. But you know, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Topper, he is working his way out of this slump, correct?
Well, he's out of it.
He's out of the slump. In real life situations, as much as he's failed, how many people you think get the opportunity to stay in the lineup as long as he stayed in the lineup?
Very few. Very few.
So, I mean, hell, he had no choice but to look up. I mean, seriously. I mean, I'm not hating on Nick. I like Nick. I like you. You my guy. But, hell, let's be real. A lot of people don't get that much time. They don't get that much time to fail.
Well, to go to your point, part of it was they still owed him 2.5 years of a lot of money.
Yes.
So they kept giving him an opportunity. And that's true. They gave him a long leash. I mean, a long leash.
The longest.
But you know what? Unlike the guy who's going to start today, Taijuan Walker, Nick came out of it. He's produced. He's been, for 2+ months, their most consistent offensive player. He's hit over 300. He has over 40 runs batted in. It's okay to say, hey, I might have been a little hard on Nick Castellanos, and now I'm willing to apologize.
You know what? He needs to buy. He needs to buy Nick Castellanos' ears. He needs to buy Topper a Cybertruck.
He needs
to buy him a gift.
I like that.
Because there is no way on God's green earth that he would have the opportunity to fail as much as he failed and work his way out of it. Somebody else would have been benched.
I agree with you on that.
Come on, man.
Now, listen.
You weren't wrong.
But now I'm willing to apologize.
No, don't apologize, Joe.
Here's the question. Are you willing to apologize?
It's too late. bothered. No.
Why?
Because he got a long rope. He got, like, seriously, though, all jokes aside, he got a long rope, though.
It's okay to say you're sorry here.
No, I'm not saying I'm sorry. But first of all, I didn't ridicule him as much as you did.
Yeah,
but
hold on, hold on.
But sometimes, it was warranted.
Sometimes it's guilt by association. No. You sat here when I said, this guy stinks.
And I was just like, no.
And you didn't stand up
no,
for him.
No, but because I was looking at it like, you know, because you know what I was looking at it like? I was like, damn. He sure is out there a long time to be failing. Like, he must have some naked pictures of somebody.
Apologize, Hill.
No, I'm not apologizing.
Well,
Joe,
I am.
If Joe wants to apologize, he can.
Well,
I
want everyone to apologize.
I'm not apologizing for somebody make way more money than me.
All right, 215-592-9494. Are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? I am. And you could say it was just me, but you're lying to yourself if you're doing that. We all crushed this guy. At one point, we all said he stinks. I just said it very loudly in front of a microphone for 4 hours for an entire show one day. I said he does nothing well on a baseball field. Since then, he's been good again. He's been more like the guy they signed, who they thought was going to be an all-star level player. He's played like that for 2 months. And before we hear from Nick here, and then we'll get Kyle's take on this. Kyle strikes me as the kind of guy that would apologize when he makes a mistake.
Seriously?
That's right.
He does. But
seriously?
He does. He strikes me that way. So we joked about Castellanos playing every day, and he got a long rope to get himself out of this thing. But Hugh, I do think it's almost an it became a punchline early in the season that they wouldn't bench him, right? They wouldn't sit him down for a day. It actually is one of the things that's most admirable about him. He doesn't get hurt. He plays.
He's durable.
Look, Bryce has been on the IL. Turner's been on the IL. Schwarber's been on the IL. Almost all their regular players, JT, right, had the knee surgery. There's something admirable about a full season that goes by, and everybody else needs some time. And that, you know, happens, right? Injuries happen. Who's been the steady guy in the lineup every single day?
He has been. And if you look at it, like, anybody else would not have left him out there for as long as they left him out there when he was struggling. I mean, he did. And that's admirable. That's why he needs to buy Topper a nice gift at the end of the season.
Well, I don't have the cash to buy Nick Castellanos a Cybertruck, but I can give an apology. Hugh, one last chance. Are you apologizing to Castellanos?
Nope.
Okay, I am. 215.
I didn't say nothing bad about him, though, really.
Yeah, it was guilt by association. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from Nick Castellanos after the game last night. Whenever Nick's going well, he'll kind of hold court and talk about his approach to the plate or his hitting or what he's seeing. And this was a legendary one last night. Here's Nick Castellanos on his approach to the plate.
Do you enjoy hitting more in the middle lineup? I think you've been like fourth and fifth the last couple weeks. I mean, is that something important to you? Is that something you like to?
Is it important?
Like to be?
So, is it important to me? It's not important as a sense of like selfish, but knowing that my style of hitting, which is always like glorified batting practice, right? Like that, I don't really have an approach. I look for the baseball and hit it as hard as I can. Mm-hmm. Having protection behind me usually forces the pitcher to throw to me more when there are people behind me. If I'm on, let's say, like the cliff of the lineup where the power starts to drop off, now the approach is like, well, just we don't have to throw this guy a strike. You know, that's hard for me because I don't think I've ever gone to the plate looking to walk.
Well, that was interesting last night. I mean, it's kind of funny that he talks about his approach to the plate, how he really was saying how he likes to hit in the middle of the order. That's what that was last night.
That's basically what he was saying. Yeah. And he was basically saying, you know, when y'all put me down there to 7-8, like, I'm heading behind the tomato cans coming up behind me.
He stepped on
the lower part of the lineup neck.
The only issue is, and I'm apologizing to Nick. At some point, he was hitting like one of those tomato cans, so he had to be down at the bottom of the order.
Yeah, he forgot all that, though.
Yeah.
He forgot, and listen, he had his moment. You know what it reminded me of? You ever seen The Replacements?
Yes.
Clifford Franklin. Franklin go up. Clifford Franklin only one coming down with it. Like, that's what
Clifford Franklin was a great character.
He had his Clifford Franklin moment last night. And that was okay. He had the hat tilted and he was talking his talk because he has come out of this and he has been consistent. But again, Joe, I say, he has benefited tremendously from the love that Topper has for him, because if it would have been anybody else, he would have got a day off a long time ago.
And he didn't, and he produced. 215-592-9494. A lot to get to today. It is Eagles Radio Time. We're going to tell you all about that in a couple minutes. We have an incredible trio of prizes, including a pair we're going to put together coming up in a few minutes as well on the Midday Show today. Are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? We start there. We'll get to a lot of Eagles as well. I mean, the cuts happened yesterday. They got the roster to 53, so it's a big day in the Midday Show. 215-592-9494. Are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? I think today's a day where he deserves our apologies. I will start it off. I will lead the way. I am sorry Nick. I was too hard. I was too hard on you. Someone on this show has to say I'm sorry once in a while. It's not Hugh Douglas.
Can you stop? This is a sentimental moment. You're going to lose your voice.
That would hurt, right?
You got 4 hours.
You deserve that. You deserve that.
It's a good song, and you're butchering it. You are butchering it.
I'm pouring my heart out here. Hey, I'm trying to say I'm sorry to Nick Castellanos, and you're just making a big joke out of
it. It is, because it's funny.
It's not a joke. All right, Kyle, what are you thinking here?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why Hugh's so surprised that I would be somebody willing to apologize. Yeah, dude.
Apologize to media for playing them drops.
I am a man of growth, Hugh. I am of the mindset.
You're not a man of growth.
Yes,
stop
I
it.
Am, Hugh.
Okay, well, wait till next week happens.
Yeah, that's growth downwards. Downward growth. I am willing to admit when I am wrong and when things change.
Y'all being real
my
plant-based
opinion changes.
Today.
No, you're real being plant-based. No. You're scared to apologize
real,
to another
real,
man and admit that you were wrong. Hugh, we were wrong about Nick Castellanos.
Yeah, real
you
know, carnivores apologize.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what? Plant-based has become a thing now. You're being real plant-based.
Yeah, you're being plant-based. Apologize to the man,
I'm
Hugh.
I'm not apologizing.
It's manly to apologize. So, Joe, you I think at one point, was it June?
It was June 17th.
June 17th when you said...
Oh, you got the date.
Yeah, what'd you say? Nick Castellanos does nothing well
on a baseball
field.
I said he stinks and does not a single thing well
now
on a baseball field.
That was strong.
And that's why I'm apologizing.
So, I have the last 61 games. This is back to the middle of June. I don't have the exact date, but the 17th was the middle of June. He's been hitting .308 with 18 doubles, 9 home runs, 41 RBI, and 860 OPS. I mean, this guy has been the most consistent hitter in the lineup for the past 2.5 months. I would even go as far as to say Nick Castellanos is the Phillies' MVP this season.
What's amazing how things change.
He has been the light shine.
The light.
In the darkness,
light.
Yes, Hugh, he has.
Oh, my God.
He's been great for this team. And not to mention, he's actually been pretty damn good in right field.
He has been the most steady. Everyone else has gotten hurt. Everyone else has gotten hurt. Yeah. They've gone on the IL.
He's about to play 162. And, Hugh, team leader.
Iron Man.
Give him his respect, Hugh.
You know what this feels like?
What's that?
I feel like I'm in an episode of Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Why?
And you guys got body snatched last night.
What are you so scared of?
I'm
apologize to the man.
Say I'm sorry, Nick.
This is ridiculous, man. I'm not saying I'm sorry.
Why?
He had an opportunity. Listen.
You're just being stubborn.
This cat has not had a day off, and he was horrendous. And yesterday he got his flowers, which he deserves, but I'm not apologizing for that. Because like I said, if it had been anybody else, he'd have got set down. They set Trey Turner down when he was struggling.
Mm-hmm.
They said bomb down. They said stop that. I understand that it's different for him because of who he is and what he means to Topper. But still, man, you can't, you know, he was horrible.
Well, I think part of Topper's job is to know what the right button
totally
to push
agree.
Is, like
totally
who
agree.
To bench and who to let actually fight
totally
out
agree.
Of it.
And
he did
right.
that with Castellanos. He was right.
Sometimes you have to go back to this. And this is really the root of my apology. People always say this.
He don't get an apology.
No, he gets one. Sometimes people say, look at the back of the baseball card. That's an old school saying. Now you could look at their stats on Baseball Reference. But the reality is, sometimes that is the right way to do it.
I don't know who I'm talking
that
to today.
Sometimes I don't know. Castellanos, he wasn't he's not as bad as he looked earlier in the season. And he's come out of this thing now, and I've come to appreciate it more.
You're the same cat that a few weeks ago, you didn't care about the back of the baseball card.
No, today I do. Today I do. Because he's hot. Because he's red hot right now. 215,
Invasion of the Body Snatchers. I'm sitting here with some clones.
94. Now listen.
I'm sitting here with two clones today.
I think
today.
What you found out today is when something I feel is worth an apology, I will apologize. But I'll be stubborn when I feel like I have to be stubborn. Apologize for Carson Wentz. That guy was a bum when he left here. Apologize.
Okay, Trey Turner.
No, I don't think he's...
Trey Turner went to the All-Star game as a Philly.
It's a Fergazy All-Star.
Oh, my
appearance.
Goodness. Oh,
he
played. Okay, okay.
He was out for 6 weeks in the first half. No, he got $300 million. I'm harder on him. He got $300 million. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's grab a call, and then we'll tell you about what we're doing with Radiothon today. Eagles Radiothon. Chris in Middleton. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Happy hump day.
What's up, Chris?
Man? Hey, Hugh, what is going on there today, Hugh?
I don't know. I don't know these guys anymore. I don't know.
Dude, I don't understand these guys either. You know, I was getting ready to call in. So here's my take on this guy.
Plant-based.
Plant-based, man. The chemical-based, something's going on there. Hey, I called in because I'm not going to apologize to Nick, because when I started trashing Nick started hitting. So I like how Jack voted on or bet on the Braves, and now the Phillies went on a run. I'm sticking with my take for the goodness of the team and the goodness of him continuing to swing the bat. But then Kyle comes out of crazy land and starts VP of the team. This is just madness, just total madness. One thing, suggestion for the radio station, for the fundraiser, they should have a bit where you get to sit down or go golfing or have lunch with John Kruk and Hugh Douglas. That would be phenomenal.
I like that one. That could be one maybe for the Phillies next year. That's
a
good one.
I have a feeling. Like hanging out with Kruk, I'm going to get Kruk in trouble, though. Because he seems like he's pliable.
Well,
the two of you would be bad influences on each other.
That's a tough one. Who would get who in trouble? So, I don't know. But you know what, Hugh Douglas? I got to address something for you. Because you know what? We're being accountable today. I'm holding you to the carpet. You know what?
Yes.
I need you to get on the red carpet. Get on this rock. The Phillies are on. Believe you. Believe.
I'm here with you, bro. I'm with you.
We're riding through Red October.
Red October's almost here. I'm going to find a place to stay, too, real soon.
Underwear, the Browns, and then our Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. Here's about what's to come tonight. We are Eagles.
We're off and rolling now. Chris, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, and that Eagles chance, that we're going to hear more of those over the course of the day.
All right. Won't be long now.
It will not be. We are, a week from tomorrow the NFL season starts?
But we got college football in a couple of days.
Oh, it's football season here.
Yeah,
we got a lot to do today. All right, Hugh, before we go back to the phones, we'll tell you about our prizes, including a pair of just incredible prizes we're going to start giving away on the other side. Hugh, it is the Eagles Radiothon going on all day here at WIP. We have great people here with us. We're going to have Devontae Smith on the show coming up next hour. We're going to have Kylie Kelce in studio later on today. And you could donate in a lot of different ways. You could bid on a lot of great items. You could also donate by texting Midday, M-I-D-D-A-Y, to 53209 to make your donation. So you want to make a donation, you want to help out with the Eagles Autism Foundation, 53209. Text Midday to there. 100% of the donations are invested into innovative autism research and care programs. Again, text Midday to 53209. And here, there's so many great experiences people could be part of, too.
Man, listen, I have so many experiences here that you could bid on right now. But the first one I'm going to lead with is to spend a day with Philadelphia Eagles chief security officer. I was about to say offender. But officer, he's not offender. He might be offensive to some. But Dom DeSandro, you and one guest will shadow Dom for 1 or 2 hours and get a glimpse in the day and life of Philadelphia Eagles senior advisor to the general manager, chief security officer, director of game day coaching operations. The experience will take place at the NovaCare Complex. So basically, people, this is what you get. You get to hang out with Big Dom. Big Dom was the man. You remember last year when he got in trouble for slapping somebody on the sideline, even though he didn't slap anybody? Y'all need to bid on this item. Right now, the bids are like at $3,000. We need to get more money for that, for Big Dom than that. You know how important he was last year? He's the reason why this team went into that slide last year, whether or not Kyle wants to believe it. Y'all need to show Big Dom some love. Y'all need to get Big Dom some more bread.
You want us
man.
To apologize to Big Dom?
Yeah. Apologize to Big Dom for what you said last week.
Until it went, let's let him prove to me that he deserves an apology, and I will.
All right. How many apologies per segment here?
Wait a minute. That was a bold statement on Kyle's part. I hear you, Kyle. But yeah, I mean, how many apologies? I don't know, Joe. You started it. You came in here this morning being different.
I'm apologizing to Nick Castellanos.
And he doesn't need one.
No, he does.
He's a grown-ass man.
All right, so you could bid on the Big Dom experience. 53209 to text Midday to that number.
I need to read better, too.
To apologize. We'll work on that. 215-592-9494. We'll tell you about more of the experiences, including the ones with our show coming up. Your phone calls. You hear from JT Realmuto about this team and what they were built to do. And on the other side, along with your apologies to Nick, are you willing to apologize? It's not too late, Hugh. Today's the day. Are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? And we have another spot in our fantasy league just became available. The draft is tonight. We have an easy way to get in today. We'll tell you about that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
say sorry, cause I'm missing more than never too late. Never too late to say you're sorry.
Yeah, it is too late.
No, we're giving you 3.5 more hours.
No, I'm not doing it. I mean, I'm going to enjoy the time that I spend here with you people. But
are you people at 10:30? Are you kidding?
I mean, I meant that in the most the best way you could possibly mean.
No,
you
didn't.
People.
No, you didn't.
This is a joke, quite
it
frankly.
It is a joke. Listen, I think it is big of all of us to apologize as
what?
A fan base to Nick Castellanos.
Nah.
We ripped this guy to shreds.
Rightfully so. You know what? I remember Philadelphia that I used to play in where to rip a person, that was a badge of honor. And it made you feel because you ripped them so bad that you helped get them out of the slump they were in.
I agree with you.
When did we get so soft,
well, no,
man?
No, I don't think this show is. And I try to be like that. Like when a player deserves it, I'll crush them. But then if they come around, I think this is the bridge, right? We still crush them when they stink. But if they come around and we realize we were too hard on them, it's okay to say, I'm sorry, Nick.
No, he'll be all right.
No, he'll be all right. But
he'll need apology.
It's actually it's more about us. We need to do it as a fan base here. Kyle, I don't think this is about being soft. I actually think this is progressive.
Of course
he always
it
says
is.
He's progressive,
no,
but he's not.
Yeah, people are
not
stubborn.
In this moment.
You know what I think this is? I just caught this from Hugh.
What?
This has shades of like Mike Schmidt being jealous about the love the city has for Bryce Harper.
First of all.
He was like, why? Nobody ever apologized to me when I played.
That is it.
First of all, don't do me like that.
You.
That is not it.
I can read you like a book, buddy.
That is not it. I've never asked for an apology. Didn't care. And if I was playing bad, I knew I was playing bad. I mean, you know, the people in Jacksonville, they ridiculed me. And I told them, y'all know what y'all can do for me. Don't care. Do not care. I kind of feel like this in this situation. And let's not forget, this guy had a lot of opportunities. He failed a lot. And he's just not working his way out of it. It's been about a month, but still. He doesn't need apologies. He's okay.
Well, he's fine, but I think we need to apologize him. 215-592-9494. Are you willing to apologize, Nick Castellanos? Reaction to the Phillies last night. Big win. Nola was excellent. Castellanos, a 3-run home run. Phillies win again. They've won 4 in a row. This team is playing good baseball right now. All right, let's hear from JT Realmuto. We'll get back to your phone calls and, of course, tell you what we're giving away today. JT, before the game yesterday, it was fun to hear this. I haven't heard the Phillies speak with confidence about themselves in a long time. Here's JT before the game.
We haven't been scared to say that. Since spring training, I mean, we think this team was built to win, and it's built to win a World Series. So anything short of that, you know, we wouldn't have reached our ultimate goal. Whether we win the division, win a postseason series, get to the World Series, none of that stuff is good enough for our team. We want to win the World Series, and that's our only goal.
You know what I sensed listening to that?
Confidence.
That's the first time they're speaking with confidence about themselves in a while. Because the last couple months, we didn't hear them talk about winning the World Series.
Mm-hmm. It was just because it's getting closer to that time.
Yeah.
And it's time. The best part about what we're seeing right now is that it's happening at this time. This is one of those things. This is what I was worried about. And we still had a Braves series coming up. Let's not forget that. Braves still coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
I was worried about how long this slump was going to last, and when do you get to the point where it starts to wear on you a little bit? You know what I mean? Because as a human being, you know, you feel, like you say, I'm the guy on the back of my car, but at some point, you get to the point where you're like, man, you know what? I don't know, because this has been a long time.
Doubt creeps in.
Yes.
I think it's like that for anything in any walk of life. If you struggle for long enough at whatever you do, you might start doubting yourself. And the Phillies, I felt like they were doubting themselves. They feel out of it now, a big part of it. Nick Castellanos. All right, 215-592-9494 to hop in. All right, along with the Castellanos apology, are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? Kyle and I are doing it. I started it off. I'm getting the ball rolling here. Hugh obviously is afraid of an apology.
Apologize, no grown ass man.
Yeah, he deserves one. Okay, but along with all that, we have a pair of incredible prizes to give away today. The first is you will win a pair of tickets to the Eagles official season kickoff watch party coming up next Friday night, September 6th. You can watch the game on the big screen, sit in the stadium seat. So we have that. And along with that, it's a double prize today. We have a spot. It just opened in the Midday Show Fantasy League. Draft is tonight, 5 p.m. at Chickie. So obviously part of this is you have to be able to come to Chickies tonight at 5 p.m. Live draft. You'll be in the league with us. A spot surprisingly open. We thought we had filled them all, but someone, yes, things come up in life, so someone couldn't make it. So we have a spot to give away. Now, this is a double prize here, so we can't just like give this away willy-nilly.
Are we not going to do Hughes Clues again?
Not today. Not today. Maybe tomorrow.
We don't need people angry with you today. Yeah, yeah.
They're already
this is a
angry
happy day.
They're already angry.
Yeah, we're punishing you because you won't say you're sorry. Okay, so here's what we're doing today. The best Eagles chant when you call in will get the spot in the league and the two tickets to next Friday night's Eagles watch party.
All right, Eagles chant.
Yes, Scott. Today we're doing an Eagles chant. So what are we looking for? Obviously, you know, I mean, spelling. You got to spell it right.
Correct.
It's not that hard.
Well, you've had issues with that in the past.
You got to spell it right, and then obviously passion. You know, you got to.
Yes.
You got to bring the energy. I need energy.
I will give you an example of one that we got last year that might be my favorite.
Let's hear it.
All right.
Give me an Eagles chant, Sammy.
Hey! Hey!
I forgot about that one.
I hope he got kids because he hit them the middle notes.
Yeah,
boy, it might be kind of tight.
Was it Sammy? Was Sammy? Yeah, Sammy is a great example.
Yeah,
all right,
so Sammy got children.
That's the bar.
All right, the best Eagles chant we hear today: 215-592-9494 wins a spot in the league. Oh, he about to pop something else. Spot in the league, and of course a pair of tickets to the watch party next Friday. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? This is not hard. He deserves it. I'm sorry, Nick. Maybe at some point he will come around on this. Joe in West Berlin. Hey, Joe.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
You got it, Joe. What are you thinking?
Apologizing to Nick Castellanos.
Tell him, Joe.
Why not,
Joe? Tell him why.
This is why. It's a brotherly love thing. It's a deeper type of relationship. If I'm not doing what I'm saying, or my brothers aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing, am I going to punch him in the arm? Yes. Do I want to hurt him?
Or the face.
Definitely. But yeah. I still love him. And there's no apologies for that. It's that type of relationship. So you guys touched on it before, and that's where I'm at.
So you think it's all fair and well? Like
Philadelphia.
We ripped him when he was bad. Now we cheer him when he's good, and we don't have to apologize for everything.
Yes, I think that's right. Yeah, because he admitted himself that he doesn't go up there to walk. So he admitted, without saying it, that sometimes he chases bad pitches.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're chasing too many bad pitches, you need to get, you know, smacked back into place so you don't chase as many. It's baseball situation.
Tough
right?
love, baby. Tough
yeah,
love.
And tough love's a good thing. Joe, I agree with that. Tough love is a good thing. That's true. I mean, I think that every athlete here deserves that.
He trashed the bottom of the order while he was talking about it.
He kind of did, yeah.
he
called
well,
his teammates to make it.
He's being real, though. He's being real. And I like that about him. Right? Isn't he being real?
No, I'm not.
I actually have come
it
to
was a, funny, though.
I've come to appreciate him the more he's here. Like I accept him now for who he is. He's real is a good word, Joe. He's not going to sugarcoat things.
You put me in a bad situation, bad things happen.
Yeah, but true. But, you know, there's two things that open my mind. One is Topper's patience, because I was very impatient before.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a new respect for that, and I definitely have a respect for Nick's unapologetic way of playing.
I do too, Joe. It's made me like him more. I mean, Joe, we appreciate the call. It's made me like him more. So Joe makes a good point. You do as well, Hugh, that when it's brotherly love, it's Philadelphia. And I'm never going to sit here ever and tell anyone don't boo a player. In fact, when Taiwan gives up three runs today in the first inning, boo him out of the building.
Speaking of Taiwan Walker, let's apologize to him.
No, he doesn't.
And give him a standing ovation.
He doesn't deserve it.
No, I'm not.
He doesn't
because
deserve
he's
it.
Better be. He's been
Please
out there,
be joking.
He's been out there working his butt off.
He stinks.
You know what, people today? You people, you need to give him a standing ovation.
Oh, stop
Since
it.
We're apologizing.
Cut his mic.
Since we're apologizing.
No, he doesn't deserve it.
He needs all the support that
oh
he can
my
get.
God. Stop. You are backwards, dude.
He needs
dude.
The support
yeah,
that we can
it.
Give him.
You know what this? Here's the
We need to go into the state. This is what I want people to do.
No.
We need to go in before the game start. Go get you a Taiwan Walker jersey.
Oh, my
get
gosh.
Get like the City Connect.
I'm going to be sick.
And wear those in one special section. And when he starts the game, I want you to take your hat off if you're wearing a hat. And I want you to give him a tip and say, hey, listen. Well, he probably won't hear you. Just clap. Just do the. And say, we believe in you.
I implore the audience. Listen.
And play Whitney Houston, I believe the children are our future. I believe the children are our future.
What
teach them well and let them.
What do you think jerseys cost these days? $120
Ooh, they're not cheap.
Okay.
Then you just bought a jersey for your baby girl.
I bought
right?
my Jalen Hurts. I got an Eagles jersey. Those are like 90 for kids jerseys.
Yeah, that's a cringe.
If you're willing to donate money, do it to the Eagles Radiothon. Please do not do it to Taiwan Walker's Fund.
As a matter of fact, we have another gift that we're going to give away. Monday Night Football at Chicken and Pete's Players Lounge Experience with Brandon Graham. And, of course, me and my man Ike Reese is going to be there. This is a great thing to bid on. Right now it's at $1,000 and it's like at $1,100. We need more money, people, because this is a great time. Brandon's there. Brandon's a great guest. He always is. My man Ike Reese is going to be there, going to be signing autographs. And it's always a party at Chicken and Pete's on Monday Night Football. So we need this money. This is for Eagles Autism, people. Eagles Autism, this is a great fund. This is a great foundation. They've been raising a ton of money. And this $1,100 bid, that's just too low right now. We need some more bread.
Let's bump that one up. So,
come on.
You mentioned earlier that brotherly love is good, right? It's a good thing. We can boo players. I fully agree with that. I'll never tell you not to boo a player. But I do think, and I'll just call myself out on this, sometimes we go too far.
A little bit.
And we say a player is bad when they're not actually bad. They're just playing
poorly.
Or when they stink. But so I said in June, Nick Castellanos stinks and does nothing well on a baseball field. He's better than that. His career says he's better than that. The reason I won't apologize for any of the Trey Turner stuff is my point has been since he got here, this isn't a $300 million player. He's good. I mean, I recognize Trey Turner's a good baseball player. I don't think he's a great one right now. And it's why I've been frustrated, you know, a lot of his time here in Philadelphia. That's real. That Castellanos thing, I went too far. I said he couldn't play anymore. And obviously he's come back from that and played to a pretty high level. An 860 OPS over 2+ months is not nothing.
Yeah, this is invasion of the body snatch.
It's not body snatch. This is looking in the mirror and saying, I have to do this today.
Nah.
He deserves the apology.
Taiwan stinks. He's
Castellanos doesn't stink.
His job. He's doing what he's been paid to do.
I understand that.
And he got more opportunity to go out there and correct it more so than anybody else.
Because he's an Iron Man.
Yeah.
Hasn't missed a game.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I do give him that, though. He is a tough hombre.
He
no
plays every single day. Dustin in the Northeast. Hey, Dustin.
Joey G. Hog, how are you?
What's up, man? Dustin?
Yo, Hog, how many gummies did you eat this morning?
First of all, Dustin, I do not partake in gummies on work days. That's a staple of mine. Never on work days. Only on the weekends.
And you might have to take a couple extra working with Joey G, dude. This guy's driving
me nuts. A lot of people think that, yeah.
Hey, listen. I'm in like a weird spot with Nick Castellanos because my daughter, I was telling Kyle, my daughter is a diehard Nick Castellanos fan ever since he got here. So I was never on Joe's side where he was saying how bad he truly was. There's only one player, honestly, and I think I should bring it up. I was very vocal about it. Jalen Hurts, a couple years ago before he started turning it around, how you felt about Nick Castellanos is how I felt about Jalen Hurts. And I think it's the right thing to do for anybody that was ripping him as much as you were, Joe. I think he does owe an apology from people. But at the same point, your last caller, Joe, couldn't have hit it more on the head. We're a city where when you're not playing good, we're going to let you know. And we expect you to play good. We expect you to be running out ball. Like, the other night with Boehm, he's starting to really rub me the wrong way because he's grounding out in the double plays, and then he's, like, putting no effort in the running down first base. I'm expecting him to get through. But, Todd, are you kidding me with Taiwan Walker? We should give him a standing ovation?
No, I'm not. If we're giving out apologies, might as well apologize to him, too.
He doesn't deserve one.
He deserves our support.
He deserves support. He deserves a pink slip.
See, hold up, Dustin. Don't try to switch the conversation. The gist of the conversation is that Joe over here all of a sudden has become Mr. Softy and wants to give out apologies for a guy that's supposed to have been doing his job months ago that just started doing it.
It's not soft. It's manly to admit you're wrong and apologize.
Okay, well, admit you're wrong about calling Taiwan Walker garbage.
I'm not wrong about that.
I might overstep with that.
You're being ridiculous.
That might have been a little bit ridiculous. Okay, I'll put that back.
Taiwan stinks.
But we should support him. No. How about that?
The dude's been out with a finger blister for 3 months, dude. Are you kidding me, dude?
Okay, maybe
the soft one.
Maybe I went too far with
soft.
That.
Yeah, why don't you get a hold of AI? You were playing when he was big. Can't we get him one of those finger sleeves that Aaron used to wear all the time, dude? Maybe that'll help a little bit.
I would love to see that. Dustin, you got an Eagles chant for us, Dustin?
You know, I can't make it tonight. I totally forgot, Kyle. That is my apologies. But I want to leave on a good note.
Okay.
You know what's funny, dude? Every time I watch the Phillies and they're home and I see my man Bryson Stock come up and I hear his theme song, all I could picture is Hugh Douglas living in his blue world.
Head up and down. I like that song, man. I'm a big A-O-K.
Fellas, you guys have a hell of a show, man. You guys are the best, dude. You guys are great.
Appreciate you, man. Living in this big blue world. With my head up in outer space. That's what you got your head up in outer space. They talking about apologizing.
No, my head is screwed on perfectly straight. Sometimes you have to say you're sorry. It's part of growing. Sorry is not a part
of my vocabulary.
Well, you know what? You need to grow here.
Even when I'm wrong, I'm right. That's probably why I'm by my damn self. Still.
We're getting more introspection into Hugh here. Kyle hit it. Now you're hitting it yourself. All right, let's go to Bill in South Philly. What's up, Bill?
It's Bill. I'm the tall guy. Tall guy's here, the money man.
Bill, what's up, Bill? What's up, buddy?
South Philly. Listen. Mom found out.
That you were trying to get rid of her?
That he was trying to give you the room in his house.
Yeah, you can't do that, man.
She found out that I was trying to give you the room, Hugh. What do I do now?
You apologize.
Say you're sorry, Bill. Yeah.
Get her a gift.
Hugh, Muffy and I need a place to stay. Can we stay with you at the hotel?
Bruh, it's getting tight up in the hotel. All these shoe boxes and stuff I got. I feel like the cat lady.
Just for a little
probably
bit?
Shouldn't have said the cat
come on,
lady.
Bill offered you a room. Let Bill stay with you.
No, I can't stay with me.
Just for like a week. Muffy and I, we'll sleep on the couch. It'll be all right.
Not so much the cat lady. I'm the hoarder. I feel like a hoarder.
Yeah.
A little bit of a
hoarder.
It's
a lot to be a hoarder.
Yeah. In a place that's not yours.
Do you guys use Easy Pass?
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bill. I apologize.
Don't. They're job killers, man. They're trying to take Bill's job.
Yeah, I'm just an apology a minute on the show today. Right, Bill, I'll get rid of my Easy Pass. Are you apologizing to Castellanos?
No. Hell no.
Why?
No way. No, he does what he does. It's the same thing every year. He goes up, he goes down. He goes up, he goes down like a roller coaster. You go up, you go down. And you know what? It all ends up in the middle. It's all the same. It's all about 25 to 30, about 90 to 100 RBIs every year, no matter what. But you live with it, and, you know, he's okay. He's all right. Mama likes him. Mama thinks he's cute. Mama thinks he's really cute.
Well, I guess
Mama likes him.
Yeah, I'm sure she's not the only one. Bill, give us an Eagles chant. You got one for us?
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
E-L.
Oh, that was terrible.
E-L. Eagle.
Bill, we appreciate our first one today. What do we think?
Not a winner.
The bar is low. We could jump over that one.
Yeah, that was good and horrible.
Without question.
we agree on
so
something.
You're not letting Bill stay with you for a week?
Mm-mm.
I mean, he offered you a room.
Man, I'm antisocial, man. Like, listen, I know I do a radio show every day, but I'm not that friendly in person. I'm a little standoffish. I skew a little Angelo Cataldi. When that like as far as that's concerned. You know, Angelo, like when he gets around a crowd of people, he gets a little reserved.
Mm.
A lot reserved.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll skew a little Angelo Cataldi.
You know what might help you become a
that's why I do the gummies.
A little bit more open.
What's that?
Be more willing to apologize.
Nah, definitely.
I think it would help you in a lot of ways.
Definitely not doing that. Not to a grown ass man who's making what, 200 some odd million dollars, who has had more opportunities to fail than to be successful? No, it don't work like that in real world.
But you know what here's the reality. The reality is he doesn't totally stink. He is closer to decent or pretty good
and he's
terrible.
No, and he's been healthy. Yeah. He's been tremendously healthy. But I look at it like this, man. Like anybody else in that situation that he was in that did the things that he was doing early in the season, they would have sat him down a while ago. They probably would have sent him down if you're being realistic about it. I mean, he's had opportunity after opportunity to work his way out of this. And I'm happy that he's finally starting to do that. And he deserves his flowers. But if you're asking me to sit here and say, hey, buddy, I'm sorry. Well, first of all, I didn't say he was he stinks or anything like that. But if I did say
but
that.
But you stood around while I said it.
I did because I let you cook.
Yeah,
I let you cook.
You did let me cook that day.
Yeah, I'm not apologizing for that. Because some people felt that you were well within your rights to say what you were saying.
Well, that's why we're opening the forum today, that you could call in and say you're sorry. Because I wasn't the only one that felt it.
It's too late.
It's not too late, Hugh. It's only August. We got a lot of season to go here.
Mm.
Don't you think it will help the whole vibe of the team if we all apologize to Castellanos?
I think the vibe is going very, very well right now. They looked really, really confident yesterday. And I know that this is the second series they won. The confidence is coming back and at the right time. Now let's see what you do against the Braves. Because tell you what. The Braves aren't afraid of you.
No, they're not. I'm not afraid of the Braves.
And they're going to come in, as you shouldn't be, but going back to that last series in Atlanta, as decimated as they are, they looked at you like they were the NL leaders.
Sure, yeah. They're chasing, and then they have to win these games. And they just won the last two in Minnesota. 215-592-9494. I want everyone to apologize to Nick Castellanos today. Are you willing to do it? I did it. Kyle put himself out there and did it. Hugh is afraid to apologize. It's not that big of a deal. Just say, I'm sorry to Nick Castellanos. I was too hard on you. You don't stink as much as I thought. He has been on a heater. Reaction to the Phillies win last night. We're going to get to the Eagles as well coming up as they had cut down day yesterday. A couple surprises. Not too many, but James Bradbury certainly being here is a little bit of a surprise. We'll get to what they didn't do coming up. Also, it is the Eagles Radiothon. So Devontae Smith is scheduled to join us in the next hour. Kylie Kelce, noon. Elliot later on. No, Elliot's with us all the time. That's not as exciting as Devontae and Kylie Kelce, but we're always excited to have Elliot on. But
Elliot's an idiot.
I don't think so, but some people do. So we have some great things you could bid on for the Eagles Radiothon, and all the proceeds go to the Eagles Autism Foundation. So let me hit you with a couple of these. So one, if you want to just make a quick donation, you could just donate. Text the word midday to 53209 to make your donation. There's also a great, and Kylie's going to tell us about this when she comes in, there's a shirt that she and Jason designed for $30 that you can also bid on.
That sounds pretty cool.
You can just buy it. Yes, it is awesome. And Hugh, there's three different experiences that have to do with our show. So one of them is to come on and have a behind the scenes and hang out with us during the show. You could bid on that right now at the Eagles Radiothon. You could also bid on a remote broadcast. You know what that means? We come to you.
Yeah, we get to go to somebody's place.
Wherever you are,
as long as y'all have bacon, we good to go.
Yeah,
feel bacon.
I don't think they put that in the fine print.
No, I don't think it is either, but it would be nice. Whoever wins this, have some bacon.
Hugh promises to come to your house to do a show.
And I'll be festive.
Please have bacon in the fridge. That's actually not a rule, but we're making it one. The other one is a gaming experience. You're going to play video games with the winner of the bid. So the current bid on the video game experience with Hugh is $700.
Yeah, we need more money than
yes.
that, man.
Behind the scenes here, $500, and then $1,000 is the current bid for us to come to you for a live show. Wherever you want us to be, we'll be there. So there's so many great things. You mentioned Big Dom, Hugh. You can spend the day with him. There's a lot of great things you could be part of here.
Yeah, and here's one that I think is going to catch somebody's eye, man. You can be an Eagles equipment assistant at a Philadelphia Eagles game.
Sounds like something you would do.
Listen, man, if I didn't already work for the company and get access and going on the field and stuff like that, I would do this. But listen, from what I'm hearing, you get to dress up as one of the equipment guys. You get to perform equipment department duties as assigned. That means you get to hand out jerseys. You might have to get to hand out jock straps and things like that. You will be outfitted in official NFL sideline gear. Dude, you get four tickets located at the 100 level. Includes one ticket for the equipment assistant for a second half plus three tickets for guests. This is all happening for the 2024 season. And it's Eagles home game scheduled to take place at Lincoln Financial Field. So listen. This bid is at like $2,900. We need more money for that because that's a great game day experience. You're going to be down there with everybody on the field. And if you're lucky, if you do your job correctly, Jalen Hurts might ask you for a jockstrap or something. You might get him to sign it.
That's a once in a lifetime right there.
Get him to sign a jockstrap. That's a unique item if you can get that to happen. I don't think it's going to happen because he's probably going to look at you like you're weird. But the whole purpose of this is that you're going to be there and you get to meet these guys. So we need some more money on this item. You need to bid on this item right now. Like I said, it's $2,900. Need to bid a little bit more money.
EaglesRadiothon.com for all of these experiences. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? We'll dive into the Eagles next. Devontae Smith next hour. And best Eagles chant we hear today gets you a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League draft tonight. And a pair of tickets to the Eagles watch party September 6th against the Packers. Right here on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more.
Never too late. Never too late to say you're sorry.
Yeah, it is too late.
No, you, we're giving you 3.5 more hours.
No, I'm not doing it. I mean, I'm going to enjoy the time that I spend here with you people. But
are you people at 10:30? Are you kidding?
I mean, I meant that in the most the best way you could possibly mean
no, you didn't.
People.
No, you didn't.
This is a joke, quite
it
frankly.
It is a joke. Listen, I think it is big of all of us to apologize as a fan base to Nick Castellanos.
Nah.
We ripped this guy to shreds.
Rightfully so. You know what? I remember Philadelphia that I used to play in where to rip a person, that was a badge of honor. And you it made you feel because you ripped them so bad that you helped get them out of the slump they were in.
I agree with you.
When did we get so soft,
well,
man?
No, I don't think this show is. And I try to be like that. Like when a player deserves it, I'll crush them. But then if they come around, I think this is the bridge, right? We still crush them when they stink. But if they come around and we realize we were too hard on them, it's okay to say, I'm sorry, Nick.
No, he'd be all right.
No, he'll be all right.
He'll need apologies.
It's actually more about us. We need to do it as a fan base here. Kyle, I don't think this is about being soft. I actually think this is progressive.
Of course
he always
it
says
is.
He's progressive,
no,
but he's not.
Yeah, people are
not
stubborn.
In this moment.
You know what I think this is? I just caught this from Hugh.
What?
This has shades of like Mike Schmidt being jealous about the love the city has for Bryce Harper.
First of all.
Hugh's like, why? Nobody ever apologized to me when I played.
That is it.
First of all, don't do me like that.
You.
That is not it.
I can read you like a book, buddy.
That is not it. I've never asked for an apology. Didn't care. And if I was playing bad, I knew I was playing bad. I mean, you know, the people in Jacksonville, they ridiculed me. And I told them, y'all know what y'all can do for me. Don't care. Do not care. I kind of feel like this in this situation. And let's not forget, this guy had a lot of opportunities. He failed a lot. And he's just not working his way out of it. It's been about a month, but still. He doesn't need apologies. He's okay.
Well, he's fine, but I think we need to apologize him. 215-592-9494. Are you willing to apologize, Nick Castellanos? Reaction to the Phillies last night. Big win. Nola was excellent. Castellanos, a 3-run home run. Phillies win again. They've won 4 in a row. This team is playing good baseball right now. All right, let's hear from JT Realmuto. We'll get back to your phone calls and, of course, tell you what we're giving away today. JT, before the game yesterday, it was fun to hear this. I haven't heard the Phillies speak with confidence about themselves in a long time. Here's JT before the game.
We haven't been scared to say that. Since spring training, I mean, we think this team was built to win, and it's built to win a World Series. So anything short of that, you know, we wouldn't have reached our ultimate goal. Whether we win the division, win a postseason series, get to the World Series, none of that stuff is good enough for our team. We want to win the World Series, and that's our only goal.
You know what I sensed listening to that?
Confidence.
That's the first time they're speaking with confidence about themselves in a while. Because the last couple months, we didn't hear them talk about winning the World Series.
Mm-hmm,
it was just like,
because it's getting closer to that time.
Yeah.
And it's time. The best part about what we're seeing right now is that it's happening at this time. This is one of those things. This is what I was worried about. And we still had a Braves series coming up. Let's not forget that. Braves still coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
I was worried about how long this slump was going to last, and when do you get to the point where it starts to wear on you a little bit? You know what I mean? Because as a human being, you know, you feel, like you say, I'm the guy on the back of my car, but at some point, you get to the point where you're like, man, you know what? I don't know, because this has been a long time.
Doubt creeps in.
Yes.
I think it's like that for anything in any walk of life. If you struggle for long enough at whatever you do, you might start doubting yourself. And the Phillies, I felt like they were doubting themselves. They feel out of it now, a big part of it. Nick Castellanos. All right, 215-592-9494 to hop in. All right, along with the Castellanos apology, are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? Kyle and I are doing it. I started it off. I'm getting the ball rolling here. Hugh obviously is afraid of an apology.
Apologize, no grown ass man.
Yeah, he deserves one. Okay, but along with all that, we have a pair of incredible prizes to give away today. The first is you will win a pair of tickets to the Eagles official season kickoff watch party coming up next Friday night, September 6th. You can watch the game on the big screen, sit in the stadium seat. So we have that. And along with that, it's a double prize today. We have a spot. It just opened in the Midday Show Fantasy League. Draft is tonight. 5 p.m. at Chickie. So obviously part of this is you have to be able to come to Chickie's tonight at 5 p.m. Live draft. You'll be in the league with us. A spot surprisingly open. We thought we had filled them all, but someone, you know, things come up in life, so someone couldn't make it. So we have a spot to give away. Now, this is a double prize here, so we can't just, like, give this away willy-nilly.
Are we not going to do Hughes Clues again?
Not today. Maybe tomorrow.
We don't need people angry with you today.
Yeah.
They're already angry.
It's a happy day.
They're already angry.
Yeah, we're punishing you because you won't say you're sorry. Okay. So here's what we're doing today. The best Eagles chance, when you call in, will get the spot in the league and the two tickets to next Friday night's Eagles watch party.
All right, Eagles chant.
Yes, Scott. Today we're doing an Eagles chant. So what are we looking for? Obviously, you know, I mean, spelling. You got to spell it right.
Correct.
It's not that hard.
Well, you've had issues with that in the past.
You got to spell it right, and then obviously passion. You know, you got to.
Yes.
You got to bring the energy. I need energy.
I will give you an example of one that we got last year that might be my favorite.
Let's hear.
All right.
Give me an Eagles chant, Sammy.
Hey! Hey!
I forgot about that one.
I hope he got kids because he hit them the middle notes.
Yeah,
boy, it might be kind of tight.
Was it Sammy? Was Sammy? Yeah, Sammy is a great example.
Yeah,
all
I
right,
hope Sammy got children.
That's the bar.
All right, the best Eagles chant we hear today. 215-592-9494 wins a spot in the league. Oh, he about to pop something else. Spot in the league, and of course a pair of tickets to the watch party next Friday. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? This is not hard. He deserves it. I'm sorry, Nick. Maybe at some point he will come around on this. Joe in West Berlin. Hey, Joe.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
You got it, Joe. What are you
not
thinking?
Apologizing to Nick Castellanos.
Tell him, Joe.
Why not,
Joe? Tell him why.
This is why. It's a brotherly love thing. It's a deeper type of relationship. If I'm not doing what I'm saying, or my brothers aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing, am I going to punch him in the arm? Yes. Do I want to hurt him?
Or the face.
Definitely. But yeah. I still love him. And there's no apologies for that. It's that type of relationship. So you guys touched on it before, and that's where I'm at.
So you think it's all fair and well? Like
Philadelphia.
We ripped him when he was bad. Now we cheer him when he's good, and we don't have to apologize for everything.
Yes, I think that's right. Yeah, because he admitted himself that he doesn't go up there to walk. So he admitted, without saying it, that sometimes he chases bad pitches.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're chasing too many bad pitches, you need to get, you know, smacked back into place so you don't chase as many. It's baseball situation.
Tough
right?
love, baby. Tough
yeah,
love.
And tough love's a good thing. Joe, I agree with that. Tough love is a good thing. That's true. I mean, I think that every athlete here deserves that.
He trashed the bottom of the order while he was talking about it.
He kind of did, yeah.
he
called
his
teammates to make it.
He's being real, though. He's being real. And I like that about him. Right? Isn't he being real?
No, I'm not that mad.
I actually have come to appreciate him the more he's here. Like, I accept him now for who he is. He's real is a good word, Joe. He's not going to sugarcoat things.
You put me in a bad situation, bad things happen.
Yeah, but true. But, you know, there's two things that open my mind. One is Topper's patience, because I was very impatient before.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a new respect for that. And I definitely have a respect for Nick's unapologetic way of playing.
I do too, Joe. It's made me like him more. I mean, Joe, we appreciate the call. It's made me like him more. So Joe makes a good point. You do as well, Hugh, that when it's brotherly love, it's Philadelphia. And I'm never going to sit here ever and tell anyone don't boo a player. In fact, when Taiwan gives up three runs today in the first inning, boo him out of the building.
Speaking of Taiwan Walker, let's apologize to him.
No, he doesn't.
And give him a standing ovation.
He doesn't deserve it.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not.
He doesn't
because
deserve
he's
it.
Better be. He's been
Please
out there,
be joking.
He's been out there working his butt off.
He stinks.
You know what, people today? You people, you need to give him a standing ovation.
Since
we're apologizing.
No, he doesn't deserve it.
He needs all the support that he can get.
God. Stop.
You are backwards, dude.
He needs
dude.
The support
yeah,
that we can
it.
Give him.
You know what this? Here's the.
We need to go into the state. This is what I want people to do.
No.
We need to go in before the game start. Go get you a Taiwan Walker jersey.
Oh, my
get
gosh.
Get like the City Connect.
I'm going to be sick.
And wear those in one special section. And when he starts the game, I want you to take your hat off if you're wearing a hat. And I want you to give him a tip and say, hey, listen. Well, he probably won't hear you. Just clap. Just do the. And say, we believe in you.
I implore the audience. Listen.
And play Whitney Houston's I Believe the Children Are Our Future. I believe the children are our future.
What
teach them well and let them.
What do you think jerseys cost these days? $120?
Ooh, they're not cheap.
Okay.
Then you just bought a jersey for your baby girl,
I bought
right?
my Jalen Hurts. I got an Eagles jersey. Those are like 90 for kids jerseys.
Yeah, that's a cringe.
If you're willing to donate money, do it to the Eagles Radiothon. Please do not do it to Taiwan Walker's Fund.
As a matter of fact, we have another gift that we're going to give away. Monday Night Football at Chicken and Pete's Players Lounge Experience with Brandon Graham. And, of course, me and my man Ike Reese is going to be there. This is a great thing to bid on. Right now it's at $1,000 and it's like at $1,100. We need more money, people, because this is a great time. Brandon's there. Brandon's a great guest. He always is. My man Ike Reese is going to be there, going to be signing autographs. And it's always a party at Chicken and Peace on Monday Night Football. So we need this money. This is for Eagles Autism, people. Eagles Autism, this is a great fund. This is a great foundation. They've been raising a ton of money. And this $1,100 bill, that's just too low right now. We need some more bread.
Let's bump that one up. So,
come on.
You mentioned earlier that it's brotherly love is good, right? It's a good thing. We can boo players. I fully agree with that. I'll never tell you not to boo a player. But I do think, and I'll just call myself out on this, sometimes we go too far.
A little bit.
And we say a player is bad when they're not actually bad. They're just playing
poorly.
Or they
stink.
Or when they stink. But so I said in June, Nick Castellanos stinks and does nothing well on a baseball field. He's better than that. His career says he's better than that. The reason I won't apologize for any of the Trey Turner stuff is my point has been since he got here, this isn't a $300 million player. He's good. I mean, I recognize Trey Turner's a good baseball player. I don't think he's a great one right now. And it's why I've been frustrated, you know, a lot of his time here in Philadelphia. That's real. The Castellanos thing, I went too far. I said he couldn't play anymore, and obviously he's come back from that and played to a pretty high level. An 860 OPS over 2+ months is not nothing.
Yeah, this is invasion of the body snatch.
It's not body snatch. This is looking in the mirror and saying I have to do this today.
Nah,
he deserves the apology.
Nah,
high one stinks.
He's
Castellanos
doing his
doesn't stink.
Job. He's doing what he's been paid to do.
I understand that.
And he got more opportunity to go out there and correct it more so than anybody else.
Because he's an Iron Man.
Yeah.
Hasn't missed a game.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I do give him that, though. He is a tough hombre.
He
no
plays every single day. Dustin in the Northeast. Hey, Dustin.
Joey G. Hog, how are you?
What's up, man? Dustin?
Yo, Hog, how many gummies did you eat this morning?
First of all, Dustin, I do not partake in gummies on work days. That's a staple of mine. Never on work days. Only on the weekends.
And you might have to take a couple extra working with Joey G, dude. This guy's driving me nuts.
A lot of people think that, yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm in like a weird spot with Nick Castellanos because my daughter, I was telling Kyle, my daughter is a diehard Nick Castellanos fan ever since he got here. So I was never on Joe's side where he was saying how bad he truly was. There's only one player, honestly, and I think I should bring it up. I was very vocal about it. Jalen Hurts, a couple years ago before he started turning it around, how you felt about Nick Castellanos is how I felt about Jalen Hurts. And I think it's the right thing to do for anybody that was ripping him as much as you were, Joe. I think he does owe an apology from people. But at the same point, your last caller, Joe, couldn't have hit it more on the head. We're a city where when you're not playing good, we're going to let you know. And we expect you to play good. We expect you to be running out ball. Like, the other night with Boehm, he's starting to really rub me the wrong way because he's grounding out in the double plays, and then he's, like, putting no effort in the running down first base. I'm expecting him to get through. But, Todd, are you kidding me with Tywon Walker? We should give him a standing ovation?
No, I'm not. If we're giving out apologies, might as well apologize to him, too.
He doesn't deserve one.
He deserves our support.
No, he deserves a pink slip. He deserves a pink slip.
See, hold up, Dustin. Don't try to switch the conversation. The gist of the conversation is that Joe over here all of a sudden has become Mr. Softy and wants to give out apologies for a guy that's supposed to have been doing his job months ago that just started doing it.
It's not soft. It's manly to admit you're wrong and apologize.
Okay, well, admit you're wrong about calling Tywon Walker garbage.
I'm not wrong about that.
I might overstep with that.
You're being ridiculous.
That one might have been a little bit ridiculous. Tywon
stinks.
But we should support him. No. How about that?
The dude's been out with a finger blister for 3 months, dude. Are you kidding me, dude?
Okay, maybe
the soft one.
Maybe I went too far with
soft.
That.
Yeah, why don't you get a hold of AI? You were playing when he was big. Can't we get him one of those finger sleeves that Aaron used to wear all the time, dude? Maybe that'll help a little bit.
All right, Dustin, you got an Eagles chant for us, Dustin.
You know, I can't make it tonight. I totally forgot, Kyle. That is my apologies. But I want to leave on a good note.
Okay.
You know what's funny, dude? Every time I watch the Phillies and they're home and I see my man Bryson Stock come up and I hear his theme song, all I could picture is Hugh Douglas living in his blue world.
I like that song, man. I'm a big A-O-K.
Fellas, you guys have a hell of a show, man. You guys are the best, dude. You guys are great.
Appreciate you, man. We appreciate you. Living in this big blue world. With my head up in outer space. That's what you got your head up in outer space. They talking about apologizing.
No, my head is screwed on perfectly straight. Sometimes you have to say you're sorry. It's part of growing.
Sorry is not a part of my vocabulary.
Well, you know what? You need to grow here.
Even when I'm wrong, I'm right. That's probably why I'm by my damn self. Still.
We're getting more introspection into Hugh here. Kyle hit it. Now you're hitting it yourself. All right, let's go to Bill in South Philly. What's up, Bill?
It's Bill. I'm the tall guy. Tall guy's here, the money man.
Bill,
what's up, Bill?
What's up,
South
buddy?
South Philly. Listen. Mom found out. Mom found out.
That you were trying to get rid of her?
That you were trying to give you the room in his house.
Yeah, you can't do that, man.
She found out that I was trying to give you the room, Hugh. What do I do now?
You apologize.
Say you're sorry, Bill. Yeah.
Get her a gift.
Hugh, Muffy and I need a place to stay. Can we stay with you at the hotel?
Bruh, it's getting tight up in the hotel. All these shoe boxes and stuff I got. I feel like the cat lady.
Just for a little
probably
bit.
Shouldn't have said the cat
come on,
lady.
Bill offered you a room. Let Bill stay with you.
No, I can't stay with me.
Just for like a week. Muffy and I, we'll sleep on the couch. It'll be all right.
Not so much the cat lady. I'm the hoarder. I feel like a hoarder.
Yeah.
A little bit of a
hoarder.
It's
a lot to be a hoarder.
Yeah. In a place that's not yours.
Do you guys use Easy Pass?
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
Oh,
don't,
I'm sorry, Bill. I apologize.
No, don't. They're job killers, man. They're trying to take Bill's job.
Yeah, I'm just an apology a minute on the show today. Right, Bill, I'll get rid of my Easy Pass. Are you apologizing to Castellanos?
No. Hell no.
Why?
No way. No, he does what he does. It's the same thing every year. He goes up, he goes down. He goes up, he goes down like a roller coaster. You go up, you go down. And you know what? It all ends up in the middle. It's all the same. It's all about 25 to 30, about 90 to 100 RBIs every year, no matter what. But you live with it, and, you know, he's okay. He's all right. Mama likes him. Mama thinks he's cute. Mama thinks he's really cute.
Well, I guess,
as long as Mama likes him.
Yeah, I'm sure she's not the only one. Bill, give us an Eagles chant. You got one for us?
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
E-L.
Oh, that was terrible.
E-L. E-S-Eagles.
Bill, we appreciate our first one today. What do we think?
Not a winner.
The bar is low. We could jump over that one.
Yeah, that was good and horrible.
Without question.
we agree on
so
something.
You're not letting Bill stay with you for a week?
Mm-mm.
I mean, he offered you a room.
Man, I'm antisocial, man. Like, listen, I know I do a radio show every day, but I'm not that friendly in person. I'm a little standoffish. I skew a little Angelo Cataldi. When that like as far as that's concerned. You know, Angelo, like when he gets around a crowd of people, he gets a little reserved.
Mm.
A lot reserved.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll skew a little Angelo Cataldi.
You know what might help you become a
that's why I do the gummies.
A little bit more open.
What's that?
Be more willing to apologize.
Nah, definitely.
I think it would help you in a lot of ways.
Definitely not doing that. Not to a grown ass man who's making what, 200 some odd million dollars, who has had more opportunities to fail than to be successful? No, it don't work like that in real world.
But you know what here's the reality. The reality is he doesn't totally stink. He is closer to decent or pretty good
and he's
than
been
he's
healthy.
Terrible.
No, and he's been healthy. Yeah. He's been tremendously healthy. But I look at it like this, man. Like anybody else in that situation that he was in that did the things that he was doing early in the season, they would have sat him down a while ago. They probably would have sent him down if you're being realistic about it. I mean, he's had opportunity after opportunity to work his way out of this. And I'm happy that he's finally starting to do that. And he deserves his flowers. But if you're asking me to sit here and say, hey, buddy, I'm sorry. First of all, I didn't say he stinks or anything like that. But if I did say
but
that.
But you stood around while I said it.
I did because I let you cook.
Yeah,
I let you cook.
You did let me cook that day.
Yeah, I'm not apologizing for that. Because some people felt that you were well within your rights to say what you were saying.
Well, that's why we're opening the forum today, that you could call in and say you're sorry. Because I wasn't the only one that
it's
felt
too
it.
Late,
it's not too late, Hugh. It's only August. We got a lot of season to go here.
Mm.
Don't you think it will help the whole vibe of the team if we all apologize to Castellanos?
I think the vibe is going very, very well right now. They looked really, really confident yesterday. And I know that this is the second series they won. The confidence is coming back and at the right time. Now let's see what you do against the Braves. Because tell you what. The Braves aren't afraid of you.
No, they're not. I'm not afraid of the Braves,
though. And they're going to come in, as you shouldn't be, but going back to that last series in Atlanta, as decimated as they are, they looked at you like they were the NL leaders.
Sure, yeah. Well, they're chasing, and then they have to win these games. And they just won the last two in Minnesota. 215-592-9494. I want everyone to apologize to Nick Cassiano today. Are you willing to do it? I did it. Kyle put himself out there and did it. Hugh is afraid to apologize. It's not that big of a deal. Just say, I'm sorry to Nick Castellanos. I was too hard on you. You don't stink as much as I thought. He has been on a heater. Reaction to the Phillies win last night. We're going to get to the Eagles as well coming up as they had cut down day yesterday. A couple surprises. Not too many, but James Bradbury certainly being here is a little bit of a surprise. We'll get to what they did do, didn't do coming up. Also, it is the Eagles Radiothon. So Devontae Smith is scheduled to join us in the next hour. Kylie Kelce, noon. Elliot later on. No, Elliot's with us all the time. That's not as exciting as Devontae and Kylie Kelce. But we're always excited to have Elliot on. But
Elliot's an idiot.
I don't think so, but some people do. So we have some great things you could bid on for the Eagles Radiothon. And all the proceeds go to the Eagles Autism Foundation. So let me hit you with a couple of these. So one, if you want to just make a quick donation, you could just donate. Text the word midday to 53209 to make your donation. There's also a great, and Kylie's going to tell us about this when she comes in, there's a shirt that she and Jason designed for $30 that you can also bid on.
That sounds pretty cool.
You can just buy it. Yes, it is awesome. And Hugh, there's three different experiences that have to do with our show. So one of them is to come on and have a behind the scenes and hang out with us during the show. You could bid on that right now at the Eagles Radiothon. You could also bid on a remote broadcast. You know what that means? We come to you.
Yeah, we get to go to somebody's place.
Wherever you are,
as long as y'all have bacon, we good to go.
Yeah,
feel bacon.
I don't think they put that in the fine print.
No, I don't think it is either, but it would be nice. Whoever wins this, have some bacon.
Hugh promises to come to your house to do a show.
And I'll be festive.
Please have bacon in the fridge. That's actually not a rule, but we're making it one. The other one is a gaming experience. You're going to play video games with the winner of the bid. So the current bid on the video game experience with Hugh is $700.
Yeah, we need more money than
yes.
that, man.
Behind the scenes here, $500, and then $1,000 is the current bid for us to come to you for a live show. Wherever you want us to be, we'll be there. So a lot. There's so many great things. You mentioned Big Dom, Hugh. You can spend the day with him. There's a lot of great things you could be part of here.
Yeah, and here's one that I think is going to catch somebody's eye, man. You can be an Eagles equipment assistant at a Philadelphia Eagles game.
Sounds like something you would
do. Listen, man, if I didn't already work for the company and get access and going on the field and stuff like that, I would do this. But listen, from what I'm hearing, you get to dress up as one of the equipment guys. You get to perform equipment department duties as assigned. That means you get to hand out jerseys. You might have to get to hand out jock straps and things like that. You will be outfitted in official NFL sideline gear. Dude, you get four tickets located at the 100 level. Includes one ticket for the equipment assistant for a second half plus three tickets for guests. This is all happening for the 2024 season. And it's Eagles home game scheduled to take place at Lincoln Financial Field. So listen. This bid is at like $2,900. We need more money for that because that's a great game day experience. You're going to be down there with everybody on the field. And if you're lucky, if you do your job correctly, Jalen Hurts might ask you for a jockstrap or something. You might get him to sign it.
That's a once in a lifetime right there.
Get him to sign a jockstrap. That's a unique item if you can get that to happen. I don't think it's going to happen because he's probably going to look at you like you're weird. But the whole purpose of this is that you're going to be there and you get to meet these guys. So we need some more money on this item. You need to bid on this item right now. Like I said, it's $2,900. Need to bid a little bit more money.
EaglesRadiothon.com for all of these experiences. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? We'll dive into the Eagles next. Devontae Smith next hour. And best Eagles chant we hear today gets you a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League draft tonight. And a pair of tickets to the Eagles watch party September 6th against the Packers. Right here on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.